Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jana Balava Kribana Dali Gopijana Balava Kribana Dali Yashoda Nandana Vrajana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Vrajana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Havana Chari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Yashoda Nandana Vrajana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Vrajana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Havana Chari Yamuna Tira Havana Chari Nandana Vrajana Ranjana Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Nitilgira Pravistum Vishnu Pada Paramahansa Paribraya Kacharya Sotara Sasri Sima He is the Bangalore Savaichana Ravinda Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Septim Sanyas Orden Ki Jai Jai Nitalila Pravistam Vishnu Pada Paramahansa Paribra Yakacharya Sutra Sasisima He is the Bangalore Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj Ki Jai Nitalila Pravista Om Vishnu Srila Bhakti Gaurakishordas Baba Ji Maharaj Ki Jai Jai Nitalila Pravista Om Vishnu Pada Paramahansa Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur Maharaj Ki Jai Jai Nitalila Pravistam Vishnu Pada Paramahansa Srila Jagannadas Baba Ji Maharaj Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Hariyas Thakur Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Premsika Ho Si Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Niti Ananda Si Advaita Gadahara Si Vasavi Gora Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Si Si Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinata Sema Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Tulsi Devi Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Karantaraya Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Sri Sri Chaitanya Chaitamrita Ki Jai. Niruraman Reddy Dam Kijai, the Lord Sri Sri Rasyama Sundar Kijai, the Lord Sri Sri Krishna Valaram Kijai, Sri Gonitai Kijai, Gangamai Kijai, Yamuna Mai Kijai, Bhakti Devi Kijai, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Sri Guru Sri Gauranga, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, Sanyas Orden Kijai. Om Janati Mirandasya Yana Yana Salakaya Chakso Minitanjana Tasmai Si Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangola Yate Green Yakripatanaham Bande Si Gurun Dinataranam Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gauravakta Vrinda Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda So today we, auspicious day, we're reading from Sri Chaitanya Chaitamrita, and we're reading from Madhya 6, and that's the chapter title, The Liberation of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, text from 199 to 214. So before I start reading, because it's auspicious day, when Srila Prabhupada took sannyas initiation according to the Vaishnava calendar, lunar calendar. So Viswarupa Mahotsava, auspicious day, the Prabhupada took sannyas. We just hear from Keshava Prabhu reading from the Lilamrita how, a little bit, how Prabhupada took sannyas. So this, I was thinking this is not qualified to give a lecture today. I was hoping... the one sannyas, the Vaishnava devotee from ISKCON, or good brahmachari to give a lecture today, because practice speaking is a seminar. You know, sannyas is one of the ashrams, right? And it's the most important ashram according to the Varnashram system, the Vedic culture. So anyway, so Prabhupada took sannyas is very important. And in so many slokas, so many texts from Chaitanya Chaitamrita today, would take the whole class. So I'm going to read the Bengali in the translation, and then I'm going to talk a little bit about Prabhupada taking sannyas. But like I said, it requires a whole seminar, you know. I've got brother in Los Angeles, New York, Ravindranath. I think he's compiling from each ashram, taking from all Prabhupada's books, quotations, and layers, and lectures, about each ashram, Brahmachari, Vihastra, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas. I think he has them already. So anybody interested there, but like I said, I'm not qualified to speak about this Sannyas order, especially today, but we're going to do the best. So we're going to start. That's amazing how this Prabhupada, one time he said, I can give you a festival for each day, you know. So it's amazing. This last week we see that our calendar seems from the Radhastami celebration last week. Last Saturday we celebrate Radhastami, an amazing festival here in New Ravanrethi. You know how so many devotees, the whole community worshiping Radharani different ways, so much services. And then there was the Kadasi and the anniversary installation. Actually, in Radhastami, we did the installations. This is the anniversary installation of Sri Radha Shyamasundar in Alachua. 2001, that was the installation, you know. So, and then there was Bhamana Dwadasi, the incarnation of Lord Krishna, and an appearance of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that he prophesied Srila Prabhupada coming, you know, the great personality will come and unify all people from different countries in Mayapur. And that's Prabhupada fulfilled that prophecy from the great Acharya. So, and then Haridas Thakur, of course, today. We have a very nectarian lectures from Sridhikirti Prabhu, right? We experienced so many pastimes of Srila Prabhupada and Sridhikirti because we know that he was Prabhupada's personal servant for so long, you know. And he had so much nectar. So that's a very nectarian week. Last week, I feel that way, all you know. So there's a saying, no? You snooze, you lose, no? Something like that. So that's why we have to be alert always, like, what's going on in the community, Vaishnava community, and the Vaishnava calendar. We don't miss festivals. It's very important, no? To be aware, alert of the Vaishnava calendar. So anyway, so today, text number 199. And it says, we can read together if you want. It's in the, over there. Suni Bhattacharyena Manehaila Chamakara. No, we can read all together at the same time. That would be probably best. We go faster. Prabhuke Krishna Jani Karya Paradikara. You follow? So I'll say the translation. Upon hearing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's explanation of the Atmarama verse, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was struck with wonder. He then understood Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be Krishna in person. And he thus condemned himself in the following words. Text 200. Can we chant together? Iho tasaksa Krishna munijaniya maha aparada kainu gavitaha iya. Translation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is certainly Lord Krishna himself, because I could not understand him and was very proud of my own learning. I had committed many offenses. Next. Atmaninda kare laila prabhura sarana kripa kahi bare tave prabhura hailamanam. When Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya denounced himself as an offender and took shelter of the Lord decided to show him mercy. Niya rupa prabhu tanre kare la darshana chaturbhuya rupa prabhu haila tankana. To show his mercy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu allow him to see his Vishnu form. Thus, he immediately assumed four hands. Next, the Kaila Tangare Chaturbhuja Rupa Panchasyama Vansi Mukha Sakya Swarupa. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first show him the four handy form, and then appear before him in his original form of Krishna, with a blackish complexion and a flute on his lips, like Radha Shyama Sundar on the altar. Exactly, no difference, right? So, Deki Sarva Bhauma Dandava Karipadi, Puna Uti Stuti Kare Duikara Yudi. When Sarva Bhauma Bhattacharya saw the form of the Lord Krishna manifested in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he immediately fell down, flat to offer his obeisances. Then he stood up and with folded hands began to offer prayers. Parabura kripaya tangras purila savatatwa namo premadana adivarina mahatwa. By the mercy of the Lord, and thus were revealed to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and he could understand the importance of chanting the holy name and distributing love of Godhead everywhere. So that's what Srila Prabhupada exactly did. He chanted the holy name, introduced the Maha Mantra all over the world, and preached all over the world. We know that. So next, Sata Sloka Kaila Ekadandana Jaite Brihaspati Chaita Sloka Napare Karitem. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya composed 100 verses in a very short time. Indeed, not even Brihaspati, the priest of the heavenly planets, could compose verses as quickly. And then Prabhupada, in his purport, he says, the name of the book of 100 beautiful verses composed by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya Sushloka Satika. So that book is available, I think, in the gift show, or with Radharman. He has a table with his book. It's very nice. Very nice composed. 100 verses in glorification. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After, I will read one, at least one. This is 100 slokas. Takes many hours. So, Shuni Shuke Prabhu Tankaila Lingana Bhattacharya Prema Vese Haila Chaitana. So, after hearing the 100 verses, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu happily embraced Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was immediately overwhelmed in ecstatic love of Godhead and fell unconsciousness, ecstasy. Next, Ashru Stamba Pulaka Swada Kampataha Tarahari Nache Gaya Kande Pade Prabhupada Dari. Out of the ecstatic love of God, the Bhattacharya shed tears and his body was stunned. He exhibited an ecstatic mood and he perspired, shot, and trembled. He sometimes danced, sometimes chanted, sometimes cried, and sometimes fell down to touch the lotus feet of the Lord. So the Son devotees experienced by seeing Srila Prabhupada at different times, study love of God, pure love of Krishna, different study symptoms. Prabhupada, his boy is choked up, he was crying, he danced a lot, Prabhupada. You know, Son devotees got mercy to see Prabhupada and study love of God, of Krishna, you know, in different places in the world. When he was chanting Yarada Madhava, he went in trance. And then in Venezuela, he was chanting in front of Gornita also. His voice choked out, he silenced. And also in Atlanta Temple, right? When he saw the deities and big Gornita in Atlanta Temple, he also started chanting Paramakaruna, started, went in trance and ecstasy. So this is all symptoms of pure love of God. It's in the Shastras. This is a pure bhakti, original pure bhakti, Srila Prabhupada. Wow, okay, so next, text 209. Deki Gopinatacharya Harasitamana Bhattacharyena Nitya Deki Hase Prabhurangana. While Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was in this ecstasy, Gopinatacharya was very pleased. The associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all laughed to see the Bhattacharya dancing. So Prabhupada was definitely intimate associate Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Otherwise, how was possible he spread the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world? You know? Next. Gopinatacharya kaihe Mahaprabhu ra prati sei Bhattacharya ra prabhu kaile igati. Gopinatacharya told Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Sir, you have brought all this upon Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya." Next. Prabhu kahe tumi bata tomara sangha haite jaganata inhare kripa kaila balmate. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "You are a devotee because of your association. Lord Jagannatha has shown his mercy." Show him his mercy. Show him mercy. Next. Tave Bhattacharya Prabhu sustira karila. Stira Hana Bhattacharya Vahostuta Kaila. After this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pacified the Bhattacharya. And when he was quiet, he offered many prayers to the Lord. Text 213, 213. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Jagani Starile Tumi Seha Alpakarya Ama Udarile Tumi E Sakti Acharya. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya say, "My dear sir, you have delivered the entire world, but that is not a very great task. However, you have also delivered me, and that is certainly the work of the very wonderful powers." Text 214, 214, this is the last one for today. Tarka Shastra Yada Ami Yaiche Laha Pinda Ama Dravaile Tumi Patapa Prachanda. I have become dull-headed due to reading too many books on logic. Consequently, I have become like an iron bar, Nonetheless, you have melted me, and therefore your influence is very great. Nagyanati Mirandesya Yana Yana Sanakaya Chakshuru Militanyana. Tasmai Sri Gurvena Maham Mukankarati Vachalam Pangalayate Green. Yakripatan Hambandesi Gurundina Taranam. So this book verses the Sarvabhama Vatacharya composed, Sarvabhama Astaka Sataka, 100 verses in glorification of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I read one, then we continue. Lord Chaitanya, the son of Sachi, is dancing beautifully along with his devotees in Nilachala, the topmost above in the three worlds. By the sweet and charming sound of Sankirtan, he enchants everyone's mind. Vichitra Madhuraksara Shrutima Yogna Gitomuda Swabhakta Gana Mandali Rachitra Madhya Gami Prabhu Manohara Manoharo Natati Gaura Chandra Swayam Yagatraya Babushano Parandama Nilachale. That's Sarvabhama Bhattacharya. So, you can meditate in these looks. Because we're reading Chaitanya Chaitamrita every Saturday. Last Saturday was Lord, the holy appearance of Srimati Radharani. So remember, just a little small recap of this chapter. It's a whole conversation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna himself with Sarvabhama Bhattacharya, great scholar, about the Atma Rama verse, famous log. And then you can read in detail, word by word, in Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, you know. So you can go ahead there, because that will take that's a practice speaking, a seminar. It's a seminar. Atma Ramascha Munayo Nirgrantadapi Urukramem Korvantya Haitukam Bhaktin Uktam Bhukta Gunohari. Who knows the translation? Any Pandijis? Pandiji? So Pushkar is not around. Okay. Those who are self-satisfied and unattracted by external material desires are also attracted to the loving service of Sri Krishna, whose qualities are transcendental and whose activities are wonderful. Hari, the personality of God, is called Krishna because he has such transcendentally attractive features. So this is the process that Srila Prabhupada has given us. Morning program, evening program too, but at least morning program. There's so many instructions, so many letters. Raise early in the morning, shower, come to Mangalarti, chant around, 16 rounds, four principles. And gradually we become more and more attracted to Krishna in devotional service, even liberated souls. In Prabhupada, we know Srila Prabhupada, being a Paramahansa in Samadhi always, comes from Vrindavan. And then he preached all over the world, 10 years. He goes back to Vrindavan. And so, he was always in Samadhi. Wherever Prabhupada went, there was Vrindavan mood. We felt that. It's always in Vrindavan, Prabhupada's no doubt about talking to Krishna, dancing for Krishna, preaching about Krishna. So even the liberated souls, they feel great attraction to devotional service, to the glorification of Hari. Yeah? And as Prabhupada says here in Los Angeles, one lecture in Los Angeles, he said, there is a word, Atmarama in Sanskrit. Atmarama means one who is satisfied with his self. He is called Atmarama. Because self is the basic principle of this body, the soul. So one who is satisfied with his soul, he is called Atmarama, or self-realized person. One who seeks pleasure internally, he is a spiritualist. That is the difference. So it's clear. Where is a materialistic person and where is a self-realized soul, a spiritual person? Either we become captured or attracted to Maya, cinemas, restaurants, mundane music, or all those things, or devotional service. And then you can use everything in devotional service, like Srila Prabhupada teaching us by practical example, very practical. Prabhupada was so practical, you know, practical in everything. That's why he preached all over the world. So today, The acceptance of Sanya's order of Srila Prabhupada in 1959. There's a big seminar about Sanya's order. Prabhupada said this. Sanya's order is a serious business. And we know by his practical example and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta too. They were very, very serious sannyas. And they were very practical. They were not fanatical at the same time. We know Prabhupada, he took so many lady disciples from different countries. And he had some of them serving him, cooking him for him, talking to them. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta too. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sannyas, very strict sannyas. Prabhupada said, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna himself, he was very strict sannyas. Even when he was a householder, he only joked one time with his wife. Only one time. And he was a householder. And he was married twice, but he was very, very strict sannyas. He told his servants, personal servants, don't allow women to come close to me. Tell them to offer obeisances from far away distance. But at the same time, we know the pastime in Jagannath, he allowed an old lady to climb on his shoulders to take darshan of Lord Jagannath. Right? You know the whole pastime. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very strict sannyas, Prabhupada. Very strict sannyas. We all remember Chota Harira's pastime. And then Prabhupada also was very strict sannyas. But he's not fanatical. He knew how to bend the branch without breaking it. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta too, you know the famous pastime Prabhupada is narrating himself in the lecture. He says, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, we were in one time sitting, talking to him, and then one of his ladies' disciples, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, came and said, Guru Maharaj, I want to talk to you. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta says, yes, talk. He said, no, but not here in front of everybody. I want to talk to you privately. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said, oh, no, you can't talk to me privately. I'm a sannyas. You want to talk, wherever you want to talk, talk to here in front of all my disciples, in front of everybody. I'm a sannyas. So they're Paramahansas, but they're teaching us by the example. And Srila Prabhupada too, this Harisari Prabhu mentions in Mayapur that he was talking to Srila Prabhupada in his room, and his sister came, Pishima. We all remember Pishima, most there's pictures of Pishima, right? Prabhupada's sister, same face. Anyway, Mother Pishima had a chance, a great fortune to see her in Mayapur once. So anyway, she came in Prabhupada's court and started talking to Prabhupada in Bengali. And Harisari Prabhu, he mentions in his diary, Transcendental Diary, he stood up and he was ready to go away to leave Prabhupada and his sister talk privately. And Prabhupada said, where are you going? Stay here, sit down next to me. And they were talking in Bengali for a long time, and then she left. And then Prabhupada told Harisari, see, sannyas never, never, never talks alone with a single woman. Never. It doesn't matter. It's a sister, mother, daughter, whatever. You don't. Sannyas never. So that's a serious business. We know how Srila Prabhupada took sannyas, and in an auspicious day, Vishwarup Mahotsava, the elder brother of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I was talking to Dasara Prabhu, and there's not too much about Vishwarup in Chaitanya Chaitamrita, but in Chaitanya Bhagavan, right? And also in those books, you want to know more about it, but not too much. Anyway, he took sannyas in that day, auspicious day. And there's more description, but it got my attention. This is a lecture of Srila Prabhupada and disappearance of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. That I was thinking just to mention a little bit, but I'm going to mention more, a little bit more. This is Srila Prabhupada speaks on disappearance days. Oh, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, okay? Because here is what Prabhupada is talking himself in this lecture, how he took sannyas. He said that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta called him to take sannyas. He was by his Guru Maharaj himself. So then Prabhupada starts offering obeisances to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, you know. Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Namine. And then Prabhupada says, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati could pass away from this material world on 31st December 1936. So almost 40 years passed. So that was this lecture Prabhupada talking in Los Angeles in 1973. He said, 40 years, now it's more. Anyway, he goes on and on like that. So then he says, so spiritually, appearance and disappearance, there is no difference. Just like in the material point of view, if a person takes birth, suppose you get a son born, you become very happy. The same son, when he passes away, you become very unhappy. So a few weeks ago, we went to one program in Tampa City. Maybe 34 Indian families, one little boy passed away. So they were very upset, of course. We did a funeral ceremony, samskara, you know. We preach. We take those for preaching. Just very quickly, we read Bhagavad Gita. We were preaching with the kirtan with Sravanananda Prabhu in Tampa. So those, mostly Indian people. So 30 families, 40 families, big house, good neighborhood. So the, we preach to them Bhagavad Gita, about Prabhupada, kirtan. We teach in Hare Chan, Hare Krishna. We put tila to everybody. So they were happy. They were amazed how we Westerners taking seriously Krishna's consciousness because of Prabhupada's mercy, potency. So there were huge house, big profession. They were nowhere in dhoti or size, hardly. And they have a big, huge dog, the size of the cow, huge dog in the house, hair all over. So I said, oh my God, how are we going to do this? I said, can I do the ceremony outside? You know, by the swimming pool, it was a little bit more clean. They clean it because the house was hair from the dog all over the house. Anyway, that's a different thing. But that's what Prabhupada mentions here. With a material point of view, if a person takes birth, suppose you get a son born, you become very happy. The same son, when he passes away, you become very unhappy. This is material. And spiritually, there is no such difference, appearance or disappearance. So although this is the disappearance day, or Om Vishnupada Sri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, so there is nothing to be lamented. Although we feel separation, the feeling is there, but spiritually, there is no difference between appearance and disappearance. There is a song, Narottam Dasa Thakur song. Yeah, Nilo Premadana, do you know anyone of you? Can you sing that song, anyone? Or Jayanilo Premadana Karuna Prachura. Hello, Prabhu Kota, hello. Like that, and Prabhupada continues. Exactly the whole song. That is our lamentation that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur brought this message to distribute all over. Of course, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expressed his desire. His desire. Prabhupada quotes the slok. Priti ache yata nagaradi grama sarvatra pachara haive moranama. See, that's how I know Bengali. He's a pandit in Bengali in Sanskrit, right? I met him many years ago in Vrindavan. He used to be Vrayavasi. He's still Vrayavasi. He knows Bengali in Sanskrit. Anyway, we're fortunate to have Dasara, that he can give one lecture one day. And then Lord Chaitanya predicted that all over the world, as many towns and villages are there, everywhere my name will be known. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu name, which is now attempted now, it has been actually to execute this will of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said personally. Bharata bhumi manusya janma haila hajara janma sartaka karikara para upakara. He wanted that his name should be broadcast all over the world, in every town and village, and who will do it? That he asked that anyone who has taken birth in the Bharatavarsha, India, it is his duty. First of all, make himself perfect by understanding the philosophy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then broadcast it, distribute it. This was the duty of every Indian. So we know the Prabhupada fulfilled these prophecies. Oh, Bhaktimur Thakur and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he called in Mayapur, West Bengal. He said, this is the spiritual United Nations because there's devotees from so many countries, always in Gaur Purnima, they chant in the holy name there. That's who fulfilled that prophecies. First than anybody, Srila Prabhupada, as we know. So, Indian, especially in India, they have got the privilege to take advantage of the Vedic literature. In other countries, there is no such advantage. So, if anyone wants to make his life perfect, then he has to take advantage of the vast treasure house about Indian spiritual knowledge. Even
one Chinese gentleman, he was writing one book about religion. That is a course in New York University. So he has said that if you want to know something of religion, then you have to go to India. That's a fact. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say that every Indian, there is need of broadcasting this Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. So it is the duty of every Indian to first of all make his life perfect. He must know. Perfection means he must know what is his position and what he has to do. That is perfection. At the present moment, people do not know what he is even, whether he is this body or something extra. The big, big scientists, they are also failure. This is perfection. First of all, one must know what he is. Whatever he is, this body or something beyond this body, this is the beginning of spiritual knowledge. So that advantage is there in India by culture, by education. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested that Indians, Bharatiya, Bharata, Varsha, those who have taken birth as human being, he does not speak to the animals. Bharata Bhumi Manusya Janma means human being. Because without being a human being, nobody can understand these things. The cats and the dogs, they cannot understand. So a person whose behavior is like cats and dogs, he also cannot understand. Therefore, he says, Janma Sartaka Kali. First of all, make your life perfect, and then distribute this knowledge. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. So he simply said, but he was expecting that in the later days, his followers will do that. So that attempt was made by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakura, Bhakti Vinod Thakura. He decided, and that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message, it should be accepted by East and West equally. And both the Indians and Europeans, Americans, they should dance together in ecstasy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. That was his desire. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he simply expressed the desire, when I should see this happening, the both the Eastern and Western people, they are united on the basis of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's call and dancing together in ecstasy. That was his ambition. That was ambition of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and this was ambition of Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur too. Took up this affair business, and he wanted, first of all. So every student, and any disciple, every disciple, especially those who are competent, he requested them, you take up this mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and preach in the Western countries. That was Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's first attempt. Before that, even the Acharyas, Rupanugas, Goswamis, they left literature, but they did not attempt to preach practically. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was very anxious to preach this Chaitanya cult in the Western countries. This is Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's special contribution. So when I met Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, it is a long story how I met him. One of my friends, he dragged me. I was at that time nationalist and manager in a big chemical factory. My age was about 24 years. So one of my friends, he asked me that there is a nice sadhu, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He has come in Calcutta. So let us go and see him. So I was reluctant, and though just like so, there are so many sadhus. So I was not very much, because I had very bad experience, not very good. So I say, oh, these kind of sadhus, there are many. You will be glad to know that even in young age or early age, I was Krishna's grace. Even amongst my young friends, I was considered the leader. Then the boys start laughing, no? In the lecture. In my school days, in my college days, In my private friendship, some way or other, I became their leader. And one astrologer, sometimes, he read my hand. He said in Hindi, Kunkun Chalena. Kunkun Chalena means your hand speaks that your order will be executed. So the boy started laughing. We see many pictures of Prabhupada raising his hands. And all the boys chanting, jumping, dancing. You know, Ratha Yatra in San Francisco? Like that. Many, many lectures. Or many times Prabhupada raising his hand and all the boys chanting, dancing. So that's what Prabhupada says right here. So at that time, he had something to talk. And of course, I was defeated by his argument. Okay, Prabhupada. So anyway, I was Krishna's grace. I will not go. But their point of view was that unless I certify that sadhu, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he would not be accepted. Therefore, he dragged me. So I went to see Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur on that day. On the first meeting, yes, we offer our obeisances. It is the practice. So immediately, he began his talking that you are all educated young men. Why don't you take up Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's call and preach all over the English knowing public? Why don't you take up this matter? So I argue with him in so many different ways. In that time, I was nationalist, so I told that who will accept our message? We are a dependent nation. Nobody will care in this. Calcutta on my business tour, and I made my headquarters Allahabad. Allahabad is about 500 miles from Calcutta. So like that, Prabhupada mentions how he established the preaching center in Allahabad, and the Gaudiya devotees came and he's helping them also for preaching. So in this way, gradually I became attached to these Gaudiya activities, and by the grace of Krishna, my business also was not going very well. So Prabhupada explains, let's see. Krishna says, Yasyaham anu mami harishye tadanan sanai. If somebody wants to be actually devotee of Krishna, at the same time keeps his material attachment, then Krishna's business is he takes away everything material. So that 100% he becomes, I mean to say, dependent on Krishna. So that actually happened to my life. I was obliged to come to this moment to take up this very seriously. And I was dreaming, the Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is calling me. Please come out with me. So I was sometimes horrified. Oh, what is this? I had given up my family life. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is calling me. I have to take sannyasa. Oh, I was horrified. But I saw several times calling me. Prabhupada says several times. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta is calling him. So anyway, it is by his grace I was forced to give up my family life, by so-called business life. And he brought me some way or other in preaching his gospel. So this is a memorable day where he decided, I am trying a little bit and you are helping me. So I have to thank you more. You are actually representative of my Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, and then Srila Prabhupada started crying here, it says. You know, when he's giving that lecture, you can hear Prabhupada's voice crying. He's in ecstasy, and he's very humbly saying, your Guru Maharaj sending you. You are representative of him to help me. Then Prabhupada says, because you are helping me and executing the order of my Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much. Chant Hare Krishna. Prabhupada ended the lecture like that, crying and thanking everybody very humbly, you know. So this is a... Stop there. Like I said, today's auspicious day, and this practice speaking, a seminar about the sannyas order, the ashram, is the guru of the other ashrams, or the house of the brahmacharis. He has trasvanaprastha. The sannyas is the guru of the other ashram, the tattvas. But Prabhupada preaching in London, when he sent his first three couple householders, disciples to London, he said, he said one letter, well, my god brother sannyasis didn't accomplish, my household disciples accomplished preaching in London. He was very happy, very proud. So like that. So I'm going to stop there, and thank you very much. And anybody has any questions, comments, please welcome.
This is a famous statement by Jamunacharya. Yadavadi Mama Chitta Krishna Padaravinde Navanava Rasam Tabamun Ratuma Sit Tadavati Patal Manadi Sangames Mariamani Bhavati Vukha Vikada Sushi Vanamcha. Since I've been engaged in the transcendental loving service of Krishna, realizing ever new pleasure in him, whenever I think of sex pleasure, I spit at the thought and my lips curl with distaste. So, of course, the thing is that, you know, to hear this, this is the primal pleasure in this world, the sex. And, of course, you think that, well, actually, how can one give it up if it's so pleasurable? But yet the process of devotional service is even nicer. So, you know, it's actually this sex business is the most distressful position, because getting a material body means we suffer so badly. But yet the illusion is so wonderful to think that, you know, why give it up? So I think Prabhupada's showing us that, you know, that, you know, just as he said, that I had a few children with my wife, but now that I've taken sannyas, I have so many children, so many young boys and girls, and I'm so much more happy. So, of course, the attitude that Prabhupada showed us was that if you preach Krishna consciousness, giving up all worldly business, and the sex is the main business of the material world, that your happiness is not going to have any boundary. It's unlimited.
Yes. Thank you very much for sharing that. Yeah. It's nice you memorize that Sanskrit slok. Please.
Maybe Pandiji. A little more nectar from Sushlok Shatakam, just a little bit.
Oh, the Sarvabhama Sattaka. Yes, 100 verses. I've been reading. Every time I give a lecture on Saturdays, I read one slok. But I can lend it to you. You probably have it. It says here, seeing Lord Jagannatha and deciding to embrace him, Lord Gauranga, whose complexion is like molten gold, fell to the ground unconscious, his thumb in ecstasy, his eyes staring. So we know how Prabhupada established Ratha Yatra festivals all over the world. Nobody else done it before, no Acharya. You know, his potency, right? All the major cities of the world. It's amazing. And we know the meaning of the Ratha Yatra festival. It's very exoteric. You probably know more than me that that's a Ratha Yatra festival. We know, you know, Kurukshetra, Radha and Krishna, the Yadav dynasty, and in the bank of the Kurukshetra Lake, holy place. So anyway, it's the whole thing. Yeah, he can tell you. So anyway, so that's Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in front of Lord Jagannath in ecstasy. Because it's a Radha and Krishna combination of Radha and Krishna, Lord Chaitanya. He's in Lord Jagannath. He falls unconscious in ecstasy, pure love. So like that. Another one. Gorasya naye daram sagat gada vachamukhe pulam kita sarvan goba babelu tatibu tale. At that time, tears of love fell from the eyes of Lord Gaurachandra. His voice was choked and his limbs were shivering. In this state, he fell to the ground in ecstasy of love. So this is all we know in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada's translation. It's a whole pastime, you know, ecstasy, symptoms of ecstasy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in front of Ratha Yatraka and Jagannath Puri temple and all those things. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was the in charge of the temple, of that temple. It's a big temple. Who's been in Jagannath Puri? Who's been? It's a huge temple, isn't it? And our Acharya, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta's father, he was in charge of that temple. It was one of the main temples in India, actually. And he was in charge. He regularly did worship to the minute, to the second, very steady, organizing. He was in charge, you know. So that's very significant. We have very powerful Acharyas in our line, disciple succession. And Prabhupada. He was so powerful, you know, so many letters, disciples all over, so many instructions. We should take advantage. And just want to share something quickly. Prabhupada, from Prabhupada's, so many letters, I suggest we should read all his, we should read every day from Prabhupada. He says, Prabhupada mentions so many things that I was collecting. Prabhupada said, there's no need for any of my disciples to read any books besides my books. You know, like we were reading here, the Sarvabhauma. But Charya, he said, I became contaminated by reading so many logic books. So in the Nectar of the Devotion, Prabhupada says, it says one of the things, not should be not allowed to read so many books. So Prabhupada say, there is no need to be need by any of my disciples to read any books besides my books. In fact, such reading may be detrimental to their advancement in Krishna consciousness. All reading of outside books, except in certain authorized cases, such as, for example, to read more philosophers like Plato, to make an essay, comparing his philosophy with Krishna's philosophy, but otherwise all such outside reading should be stopped immediately. It is simply another adoration. If my students cannot even read my own books thoroughly, why they should read others? I have given you teachings of Lord Chaitanya. When it is there to read Chaitanya Charitamrita translated by someone else, you are right to stop such reading. This is a letter, Srila Prabhupada, like that. Like that, Prabhupada was very strict. He emphasized we should read his books. He said, you don't understand something, read again and again until you understand my books. You know, like that. We know that very well, very clear. Anything else? Anybody else? Madam Mohan, your comment. Anyway, so, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada, Sanyas Order.
Thank you.